Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel. I remember an exciting moment in the 70s when scientists began developing synthetic biology. We could all see the potential of the technology, which is deliberately modifying simple organisms such as yeast to make medicines or other molecules that have commercial value. For example, we no longer need to harvest the bark of willow trees to produce aspirin. We've moved the genes involved in its biochemical pathway into yeast. Here, a series of chemical reactions catalyzed by proteins called enzymes produce the drug. Other chemical pathways are present in all plants and organisms, which we've been able to exploit and make various products in the lab using yeast. Now we may have successfully done the same with morphine. This could create a reliable supply without cultivating the poppy crop, which has long had political and criminal impacts since heroin is produced from morphine. It would, though, also eclipse legitimate farmers who produce morphine for prescription drug use, since yeast factories are not subject to weather. On the flip side, if criminals got access to the technology, they'd also have an easier way to produce heroin and maybe create an even cheaper illegal supply of the addictive drug. Obviously, we need to guard the technology. The advantage of yeast is that you can grow billions of these engineered organisms in the lab, then extract the drug that was made. No harvesting of plants or extensive chemical synthesis is needed. It is really that easy. Today, the most effective malarial drug is produced this way, and even vanillin, the synthetic vanilla that flavors some of your favorite foods. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.